This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Hi there, Todd Mitchell. Scott Henin will be back tomorrow. We have a very special fill-in guest. We went to the top of the A-list today. I'll let you know who in just a moment. Numbers to call, and we've got plenty of time, especially in these first couple of segments here. 1-800-228-0550. 1-800-228-0550. In Bismarck, Mandan, 701-258-0550, and actually anybody can call that, but in Bismarck, Mandan, you don't have to dial as many digits, 258-0550. Studio at whatsyourmindradio.com. Text me at 701-226-8503. For the text, 701-226-8503. What's in Your Mind brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the oil industry creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, helping solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. And now, the former governor of North Dakota, the former ag secretary, the former UND president. And last time I started going through the resume, I got plenty of texts reminding me, hey, you forgot this, you forgot that, you forgot the other. I'll see if I can dig all those texts up, but I think we set the scene enough. Filling in for Scott Henin today. Here he is. Governor Ed Schaefer. Because once a governor, always a governor.
Good morning, Todd. It's great to be with you once again. Good morning, listeners. Here. Good morning, listeners all across the region. We're glad to sit in today. I think Scott's out in Bismarck for a Petroleum Council meeting or something, and asked some time ago if I'd be able to pick up this segment of the show. So I'm glad to be with you this morning. It is the 19th of April. Good time. Spring is in the air. We're ready to go. But glad to have you Wednesday, and it is shortly after 9 o'clock as we start this segment of What's on Your Mind. I've been thinking, Todd, you know, it's 20 years since the big floods of 1997.
Yeah.
And so we got this, you know, I'm not sure it's a celebration, but it's a memories.
A commemoration. How about that?
Commemoration. There you go.
Yeah. The drought was over, so I guess if you're still worried about the drought, I guess you were celebrating. But, yeah, most of us were simply commemorating rather than celebrating in a positive recollection of it.
Yeah, and it's a positive celebration from the fact that our communities banded together all up and down the Red River Valley, and people got side by side, and they saved their communities and their homes, and that was a big deal. So we got through it without a loss of life, without... certainly a lot of loss of property and things, but without any huge losses in the community, structural-wise and things like that. So, you know, pretty good. And actually at 9:30, we're going to link in Daryl Richardson. Daryl was a weather reporter in those times in 1997 when we were going through that stuff. So we wanted to talk to him, reminisce a little bit about what's going on. And he's now... the interim director at the Agriculture Weather Network at NDSU, but we're going to relive some of that winter because it was a winter of that was just crazy. We had 120 inches of snow in some places, more than that in others. Started snowing in October, I think, and snowed all the way through. I remember in 1996, Todd, Nancy and I were reelected that fall, and the inaugural ball was set in January or whenever it was, but you know, the big celebration and the reelection bid and all that kind of stuff. And on the day of the inauguration, every single road in the state was closed on a storm, so we had to cancel the inauguration and move on to flood fighting up and down the whole Red River Valley. Matter of fact, the whole state. We had problems in Devil's Lake. We had problems in Garrison Dam and Lake Skokowea backing up, and you know, there was a tough weather year, which led into those problems. So I've been thinking about that a lot over the last 20 years, what has happened in our state. So that's on my mind this morning. What's on your mind as people out there are listening today in this broad region all across North Dakota and the surrounding areas? What's on your mind? Give us a call, 258-0550. 1-800-228-0550 gets you in as well. And I've been thinking, so you're Todd, you're there in the middle of the legislative session. You're in Bismarck. Bismarck seems to be much more tuned in to what's happening in the Capitol than other parts of the state, I suppose, because it's right there in your face, what's going on. But maybe in the last weeks or the last days of the legislature, and they might be wrapping things up and getting out of town, and we'll all be safe again.
Including my neighbors, since I live right by the Capitol. But at day 71 today, as most of us know, the legislative sessions are limited to 80 by the Constitution. They wanted to get done in 70 to have some time left in case they had to come back, either for budgetary reasons or the federal health care legislation changes that may be happening or whatever. Well, we're at day 71, and they're not done yet. And the real question is, will they get done this week? And both Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner and House Majority Leader Al Carlson have indicated, looking for this week. Yeah.
In my view on that, Todd, is they don't need to get done. I mean, you and I have talked about this before, but they don't need to get done. They don't have to have extra days. They have 80 days in the Constitution that allows them to, you know, do their work, and they should use every single one of them and get things right. And
what are we going to do? Are we going to do a few years ago and do like a 20-hour session? That I still remember that because we had Governor Dalrymple come in on like 3 or 4 hours of sleep that Saturday morning to be on with us on K-Fire here. And we had just gotten a pretty high-end coffee maker, and he said, "You guys don't happen to have any cappuccino here, do you?" And it's like, "Oh, we just happened to."
We just do.
So I threw like some extra shots of that in there, and he was pretty wired by the end of the show. So,
but importantly,
I don't know that everybody wants to go through that the mammoth marathon sessions just to squeeze it all in. Hopefully, they can pace themselves a little better. And
wouldn't that be nice? Why does it seem that all the legislation stacks up at the end? Do they not do the work during the session to get the things passed and passed over to the other house and to get things moving forward? It all seems like we leave the most important issues, the toughest ones, the most costly things to the end. And when I was there, I was always encouraged, like, hey, why don't you pass employee salaries and benefits and things first? Why don't we fund education first? Why don't we do those things? And then, some of the sidebar stuff and the other things we can take care of towards the end of the session. I kind of thought that was a better workload and would probably bring some more comfort to the people of North Dakota instead of worrying about this end of session crash or rush to the finish line to see what's going to happen. But my point more so is the legislature doesn't need to save days. They don't need to be able to call themselves back into session. The governor can call them back anytime, any place. If we have a health care issue to deal with, if we have a budget issue to deal with, if we have some kind of a reason to have legislative action going on, they don't need to be able to call themselves in. They should use their days to provide the public policy and the direction in which the state's going to go, and let the residual of that happen if need be. So. Anyway, I kind of think it's a false target to have to get done early. I'd rather see them just take their time and do this legislation properly.
Do it right.
Do it right is always good. We like that. Yeah. So we have no callers. Nobody's interested in what we're talking about today.
they may be listening intently.
Maybe
listening intently and wondering. And you know what? I think plenty of us are wondering what's on your mind. We don't get to hear from you all that often. I mean, realize you're just down the other day, but it's pretty sporadic. So we only get so many chances to find out what's on your mind, Governor.
Oh, I know. And there's
former
so
Governor.
Much
whatever I mean to call you here.
Ed works.
Don't just say Ed.
Ed works pretty good.
Oh, for God. Really?
Yeah. So,
I told you back in 97, I'm not going to call you Ed. I ain't going to do it now either.
Well, that's okay. Ed Burks.
Comes with the position.
I should tell you, sometime I spoke to a group in Grand Forks Matter of fact, it was their Economic Development Corporation annual meeting a couple of weeks ago. And I often say, look, you don't have to do this big introduction and all this. I don't want to send you my bio so you have a 10-minute introduction here. That is not necessary. Here's Ed. Just works. And they actually introduced me by playing the music from Johnny Carson.
It just flashed in my mind. Here's Eddie.
That's what they did. That's how they introduced it. So that was kind of fun.
That I could handle. If
that was a
like
unique
that,
introduction.
Handle.
Yep.
I'm not going to just say, and here's Ed.
And here's
well, now
Ed.
I might just be sarcastic, but no, we're having this conversation. Now I just might.
Yeah. We've got Jamie on the phone from Bismarck. Can we take him quickly, or do we have to go to the break here?
Well, we can start, and let's see what happens here.
Okay, Jamie from Bismarck. Jamie, you're on What's On Your Mind. Good morning.
Morning. Hey, I'm just kind of wondering what the basis was for your leftist comments about constitutional carry. I thought Shannon Watts was on, but here I seen it was your comments. They're pretty unfounded about having gunfights in the streets and everybody's going to be settling arguments.
We'll touch on that when we get back from this break.
Yeah, hang in there, Jamie. I want to talk to you when we get back.
228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Gast. NDSU Extension Weed Specialist Dr. Rich Zollinger reminds soybean farmers the importance of pre-plant and pre-emergent herbicides. The North Dakota Weed Control Guide contains guidelines for effective and successful weed management. Rotate herbicides with different mechanisms of action and control weeds in field parameters and drowned-out areas. One of the most important strategies for effective weed management is don't forget the PRE. Apply effective pre-emergent herbicides at full rates and include herbicides of multiple mechanisms of action. Pre-emergent herbicides will reduce weed emergence and allow flexibility in post-emergent herbicide application timing. Residual PRE herbicides applied to soil and at early post-emergent timing will suppress weed emergence through canopy closure, particularly those with a long germination pattern. Use pre-emergent herbicides that will effectively control problem weeds.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Do you want to be appreciated and compensated for the value you bring to an organization? Well, you can't have Scott Hennin's job because he hasn't retired yet. Ed keeps asking us, when do I get to have that chair? When Scott Stone will have that conversation. Meanwhile, Why was I supposed to say it that way? Why did I say it the way they wrote it? This opportunity is for you. Polar Service Center in Kildare, North Dakota. Looking for experienced diesel mechanics and trailer technicians. Competitive pay, superior benefits, including medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability, life insurance, paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account. Pay dependent on experience and ability. Find out more from Gary Meyer at 701-495-3592, Polar Service Center in Kildare. And now here's Ed.
Hey, Polar Service.
I do it that way, just out of sarcasm.
Yeah, well, we all look for those fun jobs, and I got to tell you, being a diesel mechanic today or a welder, man, you can get a job anywhere. If you're
We're never going to quit welding, and we're never going to quit working on diesels. I mean, it's... I don't care how many pipelines or self-driving things that somebody's looking at. The you can't make robots do everything.
It's an honorable profession. I'm glad to hear the ad, and they're hoping that they get those positions filled because they're important in our community. But let's go back to Jamie. So, Jamie, right before the break, you jumped on there, and we're talking about my urging of the governor to veto the constitutional carry bill. And you had some questions about why I would do that.
Well, I don't have a question about why you do it. My question was your comments about it. I mean, the only people I ever heard say stuff like that are far-left lunatics, which I never considered you to be one. But when you say people are going to settle all their arguments with gunfights and it's going to be the old West in the streets, I mean, that's just ridiculous. I mean, you have no basis for that. Every other state that's done this hasn't had a problem with it. I don't know if you looked into it before you said that or what, but I'm interested to hear your comments.
Yeah, well, and I appreciate that, Jamie. Sometimes when we get into political skirmishes, our rhetoric gets a little over the top and a little tough. But here's what I was thinking, Jamie. I was thinking of a mom in the community. And I was thinking of, you know, some 18-year-old kid with a hoodie on that sticks a little 25 automatic pistol in the pouch of his hoodie and goes off to a party in somebody's house, gets hammered, falls asleep on the couch, it drops out in the couch, and this mom's 10-year-old kid finds the gun in the couch the next day, and, you know, bad things happen. And I was thinking about how you shape the character and morals of a community, and do we want people out there just being able to go out, buy a gun, pick it up, find one, and start carrying it around? Or do we want to have some training? Do we want to have some rules about the whole thing? Do we want to, you know, have... like I did when I started hunting, going through education about what guns can do and can't do and how you properly care for them and do you have a safety lock on the trigger pull or, you know, all these things that I believe are responsible citizenship to allow to carry guns. And you know I support guns. I'm a lifetime member of the NRA. I have guns. I want people to be able to carry that Second Amendment of the Constitution to the full extent. But I also think about how we shape it in the community. And I was a little concerned that this piece of legislation was pretty loose. And that's why I was urging the veto.
Well, I understand that. But like I said, I mean, it's in six other states, and they haven't had a problem with it. And if you've actually taken the course for concealed weapons, there's nothing about safe handling your firearm in there at all. I mean, there's no shooting proficiency test for the class two, I believe it is.
Right, right. And for the class one, there is. You got to go out and shoot 20 rounds or whatever it is. But maybe that's exactly my point, Jamie. Should there be? I mean, if we're going to allow anybody now to grab a gun and carry it around, should there be stricter training? Should there be more... you know, ways that somebody actually feels the recoil of a pistol and what happens when that second shot goes off. You know, should we be doing that? I didn't think that this piece of legislation really gave enough protection, education, and training for people to carry guns, and that's why I was urging the veto.
Yeah, I just don't see a problem with, you know, I trained myself to do it, my family and friends, and I've never had a problem in my entire life carrying a gun. It's not just anybody anyways. I mean, you got to be you can't be a felon and you can't be adjudicated mentally deficient. I mean, you know,
Sure.
Just anybody. I believe, I don't think anybody 18 can carry one anyways. I think it's still 21 in the law, but I don't, I see where you're going with that, but I'll just say it one more time, then I'll quit. I mean, it hasn't been a problem in any other states. If it was, I probably wouldn't have been a big supporter of it, but, I was just more concerned about the comments that you made because, I mean, that's all, I always hear left-wingers say that. And I know you're not a left-winger, but it really annoyed me.
Well, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Jamie. Thanks for your comments. And I'll try to control my frustration comments in the future. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Jamie. Let's go to Wes and Mandan. Good morning, Wes.
Good morning. My comment was for the former governor. He just used a great example of some kid taking a pistol to a party and ending up a 10-year-old gets hurt. The fact is, not only is that illegal now, but it would be still after August.
Sure.
Every example I've ever heard of anyone using some horrible situation, well, those are illegal then now, and they will be then.
Sure. But actually, I don't think that's quite correct. I think after this legislation goes into effect in August, 18-year-olds will be able to carry a concealed weapon without having any kind of training or understanding of the law or regulations or how to handle a gun or whatever. They just pick one up and carry it. And,
no, you said he was going to go get drunk.
Okay.
And he was going to go get drunk and pass out.
I got you. Okay. All right. Well, maybe that was a bad example.
Right, but that's what I'm saying is every example that you can come up with that somebody is going to get hurt, and yes, everybody should be trained, but then it's up to our representatives, including yourself, to start pushing for firearm education in our school system.
Right, and that's my point. It didn't include any kind of training or control, and that was a concern of mine. But hey, it's a good discussion, and we all have to hope and pray that nothing bad happens. And look at, we can't. Well, there's no way we'll ever pass enough laws to control people's behavior, and hopefully we don't. If we live in a free society, there are bad people out there. Accidents happen. Problems happen. Forced accidents happen. We just have to be aware of it and do as best we can to avoid the kinds of problems that we don't want to see. And hopefully, we won't see them in North Dakota with this customs of carry law. I would prefer to see better training and education before you can get a carry permit. But like I say, maybe another option is to train everybody on guns and then they can carry them, whatever the case may be. But I do appreciate the conversation, Wes and Jamie, too. And good conversation, good talk. I'm glad to hear what's on your minds today. Time for us to take a break. Off we go. Stay with us. We'll be back.
YourMindRadio.com.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 5856 1-800-972-5856.
Past the hour, 28 until the hour. Really? I had to tell you that one, right? What's on your mind? 1-800-220-5507-125-8050. Scott in and back tomorrow. I'm Todd Mitchell. PetroServe USA, Deli Express, smoked ham and cheese on White Deli Club, or oven roasted turkey and cheese, $2.29. Don't skip lunch. Any roller grill item, 99 cents. Old Dutch Family Pack chips, $2.99 each. Red Bull 12-ounce cans, 2 for $5. Don't forget to sign up for your chance at winning one of 1,000 $50 gift cards. It's a $50,000 giveaway at PetroServe USA. And now, here's Ed.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, listeners. This is the What's Your On Your Mind show. This is Ed Schaefer sitting in for Scott Hennon today. It is the 19th of April, and we're glad to be with you and find out what's on your mind. We had one caller, Todd, that held over break here, so we want to talk to Leonard before we get to our guest. Leonard from Mandan. Good morning, Leonard. Who? Do we have you? Hello?
Well, it sounds like we have an awful cell
phone. You're cutting in and out on us, Leonard. If you're calling from a cell phone, get to high ground and give us a call back. Are you there, Leonard? No?
Okay, I'm here. You hear me?
Yes, we do. There he is. Hello, Leonard.
Okay, I'm here. Yes, yes.
Good morning.
Yeah, I think this concealed carry permit that they passed, I think it's one of the biggest mistakes that the state of North Dakota has ever made. It would have made a lot more sense to pass that law where you can run over these damn protesters when they're standing in the middle of the road than it let anybody carry a gun. I mean, there's a lot of stuff you need to know with the concealed carry permit. I mean, in my situation where I pulled a gun to defend my property and my son from these protesters, when I got out of the truck, when these people attacked me, all I thought about is I would have been.
Oops. Oops, I think we had an automatic cutoff there with the language. I think the technology just kind of slams the gate down on that. So yep. We're sorry to lose you there, Leonard. Oop. Are we?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, we got cut off. Okay.
I'm here. Hello?
Okay. Okay. Hey, Leonard.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the language, but like I said, these protesters attacked me, and for me, I mean, I got out of the truck to defend my property and stuff. You know, if they would have passed that law about being able to run over people and not be held liable, we would have been a lot better off in the state of North Dakota with these protesters.
Well, I'm sorry that you had some difficult time there. Obviously, you had a personal problem there, and I'm glad that you were able to get through it. You and your son were accosted or whatever. I'm glad that you were able to get through that. I sure appreciate the fact that you're here and can give us a call this morning and find out what's on your mind.
Yeah, I mean, this concealed carry permit, you need to know stuff. You need to know that you can't carry a gun in a public restroom. That's training that's taught in this classes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, I would sooner have a cop run my license plate number and know that I have a concealed carry permit right off the hand than have to assume that everybody is carrying a gun. I mean, because of this, my daughter, my wife, my whole family all went through the classes, and we all are concealed carry permit carriers now. We don't all carry religiously, but if these protesters would ever come back, we would.
Well, and I think that's the biggest message there, Leonard, and it is the training, the understanding of the rules and regulations, where you can, where you can't. And importantly, the proper safe handling of a gun in which sometimes can be, as you found out, dangerous situations. So, we appreciate.
Right now, they just had a guy that got killed in North Bismarck handling a gun. Well, that's part of guns don't kill, people kill. And if you're not trained how to handle a gun, I mean, I've been with guns all my life. My son is 18 years old, and he handles a gun very well. You always check your guns, always unload them before you hand it to anybody. It's just common sense that people don't use with guns, and that's what's so frustrating about these people that want to take our guns away. It's just common sense, and people don't use it no more.
Yeah, well, common sense would be a good thing to bring back into our society, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, good luck with that, guys. Let us know how that works out for you.
Thank you. Thank you for your call, Leonard. Appreciate the comments, and we should run along. We're holding up Daryl Richardson, our guest here, but we've got two other quick calls. Can we just take them quickly, and then we'll get to Daryl because we are holding up his time. Harold from Reeder. Good morning, Harold.
Good morning. With increased worldwide tensions and saber-rattling and talk about North Korea having a nuclear bomb and maybe hitting us with a missile, why is it that we do not hear anything about any civil defense in this country?
You know, that's interesting, isn't it? We, in the 50s, of course, when I grew up, we had civil defense drills all the time, and we had the little places you'd go if there were safe shelters and bomb shelters, and more importantly, we had kind of civil defense training all the time. What you'd do, and I mean, we see the old World War II movies when they were bombing London and everybody was heading off to the bomb shelter. Huh? You know, those kinds of things. So I don't know. That's a good thought. Maybe today, with all, as you say, the saber rattling around the world, and as we see the threats of ISIS and the problems we have, we tend to turn to military solutions or peace officer solutions in our communities, and we aren't really paying a lot of attention to that civil defense and the care for our people, especially getting them tuned up and trained for what to do in times of potential disaster. Like, you know, do you hide under your desk? I'm not sure when I was in the fifth grade and they told us to hide under a desk if that would have helped with a nuclear explosion. I'm not making fun of you, Harold. I think it's a good point. I would like to see some civil defense training out there, mostly how we act, how we behave, how we control in our communities, in our neighborhoods, how we relate to each other, and how we care for each other. That's what civil defense is all about. And we'd sure like to see some of that in our communities as well. So thanks for the call, Harold. Appreciate it. We're going to run to Steve quickly, and then we're going to get off to Daryl. Good morning, Steve.
Morning. Yeah, I'm a class one holder, steel carry. That's the enhanced version. Cost me about $140, $145 by the time I got done with the class, the test. There is absolutely no safe handling training in the class. It's an open book test. I had to shoot 24 rounds, hit paper so many percentage of a time. It's utter nonsense, this whole concealed carry thing. You should not have to ask and beg for permission and wait for 6 months to get a permit to exercise a right that we have in this country. Now, that's all I have to say.
No, I appreciate that, Steve. Thanks for your comments, and good comments for sure. Maybe we ought to have more training to get that Class 1 concealed permit. I don't know, but I appreciate your comments and letting us know what's on your mind this morning, because this is What's on Your Mind. And what's on your mind now is going to turn to our guest, Daryl Richardson. Daryl is the interim director of the North Dakota Agriculture Weather Network at NDSU. He's here in the studio in Fargo, and glad to see you, Daryl. Welcome.
Well, thank you. It's good to see you as well, Ed.
You can hear Daryl has that kind of media voice. He has been behind the radio microphone and the television microphone a lot as a weatherman in the Fargo Grand Forks area for a long time. And one of the reasons we wanted to have Daryl in today is as we are considering and thinking about the 20th anniversary of the terrible floods of 1997, Daryl was a weather forecaster with a news program in Grand Forks. And in Fargo, too. And as Daryl, you followed that flood all the way up and down. You were in an awkward position of having to create the weather news and to present the news to the people that was not good.
No, that, of course, that winter, it depends on where you are. Most people lived through either 7 or 8 blizzards that winter. Some parts of, if you count the entire state of North Dakota, you could, you know, in isolated spots, there's probably up through 11. And you always have to remember, you know, we generally average only one a year in general speaking terms. And I did hear you on my way down to the studios this morning about your inauguration, which I also remember quite vividly, that everything was canceled because we had one of those many blizzards while you're being inaugurated into your second term that year. But snowfall totals, you know, in Fargo, you know, everyone generally, if you ask them how much did it snow in 96, 97, they always tell you 117. You know, it's amazing that people remember that. But overall, you know, much of the state was somewhere between 75 and 130 inches of snowfall. But what people, you know, sometimes forget is a lot of that snow that winter was a pretty heavy snow. So it contained a lot of moisture. That entire flood season in Fargo, for instance, depending on where exactly you want to start, but the point where I really start in the fall, we had 11 inches of moisture that had to go flow really up through the Red River that spring. And, of course, it just constantly builds as we go to Grand Forks. And today is that sad anniversary. Yesterday was the anniversary when it crested in Fargo, but today is the sad anniversary when we really lost Grand Forks, was 20 years ago today.
So you had to go on the news and tell people the weather was awful.
A lot of times that winter, you know, and really the really tough storm that winter was that last, and it's oftentimes, you know, that last blizzard of the season, and no denying it was a blizzard. It was the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th of April of 1997. In my ranking system, I really place that as probably the second worst blizzard overall in the state of North Dakota. You can find individual spots in the Red River Valley or Bismarck, Williston, where there probably it impacted that community a little bit more than that storm. But I place that early April 1997 blizzard as really the second worst of the 20th century, with the 1966 storm actually being the worst. But the thing is, it's always called a blizzard, which it was, but it started off in this part of the state up towards Grand Forks as rain. And we had 3 inches of rain. And if you think about it, that's really the equivalent of 3 feet of snow that fell that weekend if all of it would have been just a snowstorm instead. And that was really that last bit of moisture that was way too much for Grand Forks to handle, and why I think in turn they ended up losing the city with the flood and the diking. It was because of that last storm.
And it was right in the middle of all of the flood fight operations. That rain came.
Right.
Drenched everything, right, in the sandbagging efforts and the dike
massive ice storm. We lost tens of thousands of power poles with that one. And, of course, with that, no electricity. There's no way to pump that water out to fight that flood during that storm as well.
Time for us to take a break. Please stay with us. Listen to our advertisers here. Think about them. Buy their products. They're the ones that pay for this radio so that you can listen in to this interesting conversation about the weather 20 years ago.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
I don't watch my energy use just because it's good for the environment, or just because state rebates save me money, or just because I work for a power company.
Mom, I'm home!
I do it because my commitment is to her. To teach her how to save.
Come here.
To do good work. And above all else, to leave a place a little better than you found it. She's my reason. That's why I'm proud to work at Autotel Power Company.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Springs Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayal for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Talking about My Pillow. Why? Life changer. Used to toss and turn. I'm sleeping better than I ever have thanks to my pillow. And I could not imagine being without it now. And I've had to battle the pets, but now they have a My Pet Pillow, and we've got one of those too. Patented pillow. The patented pillow allows you to adjust to exactly what you want instead of whatever the pillow feels like doing to or for you. It's customized to fit you. Covering several fill levels, which ensures you get the exact pillow you need to get the best sleep. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT, and you get Mike's four-pack special. To my premium, my pillow, premium pillows, plus two go anywhere pillows. Free shipping on orders over $100. MyPillow.com or 1-800-506-9028. Promo code Scott MyPillow. And he asked me to not do this. If he hadn't brought it up, I wouldn't even thought about it. But here's Ed.
Hello, hello. It is Ed Schaefer. Today I have the honor of sitting in for Scott Henin. Scott is traveling to do some live broadcasts tomorrow from places other than his home here in Fargo. So I'm glad to sit in and good to be with you. This is What's on Your Mind all throughout North Dakota and the surrounding regions. And we reach into Montana and South Dakota and Minnesota and Saskatchewan and Manitoba. I mean, this goes all over the place. So when you're on the air with What's on Your Mind, people are understanding what you're thinking about and where you're going, etc. We're sitting with Daryl Richardson. Daryl is the interim director of North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, and we appreciate that. But more importantly, Daryl was a weather forecaster and reporter 20 years ago in the floods of 1997, and we were visiting over the break here and kind of reminiscing of 20 years ago today. The dike broke in Grand Forks, the difficulties we had up there, and Daryl was in the unique position of having to break that weather news to people in his listening area. Daryl, so you had to get up in the morning and say we have this storm, we have this rain coming, difficult time, weather's, water's going to come up. Where do you get your information? I mean, how do you gather the prediction of the weather and what you're going to say to people to keep them informed?
There are literal, you know, hundreds and hundreds of surface stations. In fact, you know, and Dawn, which I'm the interim director of, is, you know, surface temperature data as well. There's balloon launching data. There's satellite data that really give you the initial conditions of what are happening now. Based on that information with experience, you usually can forecast out a couple, 3 days just by paying attention to the weather. And then we have computer guidance on top of that, which are simulations of what the potential atmosphere is based on those initial conditions. So the thing is with meteorology these days, I've been doing it for 30 years, and thinking back 30 years ago, you know, the way I was forecasting and the data we had to today, you're just absolutely overwhelmed with data nowadays in some ways, which is a good thing. But, you know, you really take into account all that information, and I always am very thankful. You know, every year I get older, I'm thankful in the weather business because I'm a year smarter in some ways, because so much of weather is just sometimes experience, that gut feeling of things. You've seen this two or three times before. You can go back in time. You know, this storm is similar to this storm. You know, this is what happened. It gives you at least additional scenarios rather than just completely, you know, relying on computer guidance all the time, which happens quite a bit these days and on this day and age that go through. But that's, you know, a very brief summation of, you know, our starting parameters and then how we end up forecasting the weather. And then to go back 20 years ago to that, you know, last final really big storm, and when you see that one coming on in and thinking, there's no way. I'm not believing that we're going to get 2 or 3 inches of rain, but, you know, the data is so overwhelming, the evidence to that, that literally that Friday before that weekend, you know, I went on the air and said, you know, we will literally be sandbagging in a blizzard. We're going to get all this other snow. We're going to do widespread freezing rain event. We'll probably see power outages. You know, that's one of those storms that you're just thinking, if this doesn't come true, boy, are you really going to look bad in a way. But at the same time, you know, I even wasn't necessarily completely believing that this would come and that it would be that bad of a storm. I still remember Monday morning, Al Ahmet, which a lot of folks know, was my news director at the time. And on Monday morning when we were at work very early that morning, he looks at me and he goes, Daryl, what was up with that storm? You made no hints that it was going to be that bad. And I said, Al, what part of me saying we're going to be sandbagging in a blizzard did you understand on Friday? He paused for a little bit. He goes, yeah, okay, good point. But the storm was so devastating that it was hard to believe, you know, how surreal it was, but it was just putting all of that moisture in place, additional to what we had the entire winter. And then really you have to think of a river flood as a big giant wave, you know, that crest just moving on down the river. So again, we had
all that. I mean, just millions and millions of more gallons of water traveling up. And then it got so cold behind the storm that the flood froze in place. And then once we got to about this part, you know, a couple of weeks after the storm, when everything was being released, we had the winter's water that was frozen up to some degree, plus that storm's water all hit Grand Forks, sadly, at the same time, and why, in turn, they had so many problems, more so in the Northern Valley than here in the Southern Valley that spring.
Thank you, Daryl Richardson. We thank you for being in the studio today, but importantly, filling us in on how this works, how you collect the weather data, make some predictions out there, and the difficult times you had to present that news 20 years ago as we faced the floods in 1997. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Keep up the good weather forecasting out there. To our listeners, we'll be right back.
Are you appreciated where you work? Do folks there tell you how much they appreciate what you do? Let me tell you a story about the folks at Polar Service Center. You are compensated well. There is a great benefit package. But most importantly, they appreciate their team members at Polar Service Center. And there's a great opportunity waiting for you right now at the Polar Service Center in Williston. They're looking for experienced mechanics. If you're a technician ready to go to work, you can make up to $32 an hour right now. Great pay. Superior benefits, too, including medical, dental, prescription, insurance, disability, and life insurance. A great paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and much more. Call Gary right now, 701-495-3592, to apply for this job at Polar Service Center. Locations in Williston, Kildare, Billings, Montana. 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. That's 495-3592.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.